You thought you had a responsibility to a man. You owed him a favor, owed him a debt. What would you feel your relationship to him would be?
Well, I would say that I would feel that I was obligated to him.
Okay, then say he was obligated to you, and he paid off his obligation. You might.
Well, I might use a term, and I'd say I'm much obliged to you.
Then the terms and the much obliged and obligated are really they're related.
I would say that they are first cousins to each other.
If you are positive you can do a task, you would say to yourself, "I."
Well, I would use the word that I am qualified, or I am positive, or I am sure, or I am confident, or some term like that.
But you were saying to me that you had worked all day. If you want to relate to me that you had worked all day, how would you?
Well, I just use the term, I have worked all day, or I've labored all day, or something to that effect.
If you had a task to perform and you need some help, I could have helped you, but I refused to help you. You might say, "Ah, me."
Well, I might use the term that you did. I just say that you refused to help. That you would not. I asked you and you refused to help, or you would not help, or you did not want to help. Or
these birds that are supposed to be wise, and they hoot, and you know, this very small bird, what do you call that?
Well, we didn't refer to them as an owl or a hoot owl,
Mm-hmm. And one that would stay out late at night might be what?
We'd refer to them as a night owl. Somebody would get around, be out all night, or prowl around, and we'd say he is a night owl.
A bird that would fly from tree to tree, you know, making a noise on the wood.
Mm-hmm. Well, we would use the term as a woodpecker, because it picks on the wood, makes holes in them, so that is a term that is used. They'd say, "Well, that's a woodpecker."
Are there different kinds?
Well, they might, I believe I have heard, we'll say that's a yellow-headed woodpecker, and by that they must be some that are different colors. But I have heard the term, it's a yellow-headed woodpecker.
How about squirrels? Different kinds of squirrels?
Well, I'm not too familiar with the different the kinds, but I know there is just the common squirrel, and then we have one that's called the ground squirrel, and then I guess the other might be called the tree squirrel, and there may be other terms of...
What kind of fish, these streams you were talking about a while ago, in this particular creek over here, Stony Creek, what kind of fish are in there?
I guess one of the most commonly referred to it as a horny head. On their head they have some kind of something protruding, like maybe little horns or things to come into. And that's the most common, it's a horny head. Then, of course, the one that they call the trout different kinds. I'm not too familiar with fish, but I do recall those two kinds, just trout and the horny head, and I've heard other kind of fish name, but not fishing myself, I'm not too familiar.
What kind of bait would you use over there to catch these horny heads?
Well, some people bait their hook with worms, earthworms that they dig out of something, and some catches minnows that they would bait the hook, and then I've heard that they put a piece of bread or something on a piece of hook to catch certain kinds of fish. And sometimes they have imitation or fake baits that looks like a bait that is not to get the fish to swallow.
These things that hop along the ground that people say you would get warts if you handled them wrong.
Well, they're frogs and generally referred to as toad frogs.
How about a slow-moving creature that travels on the land?
That would be a terrapin.
And one that would stay close to the water or in the river, what would you be?
Well, I believe we'd refer to that as a turtle, one that would stay.